Good, I guess. Morning, Sally. How are you today?
Good, hot. How are you?
Not too bad. A little busy, but that's life, I guess.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Well,
Except sometimes.
there's no such thing as too busy, but
I guess we'll give people a couple of minutes to join in. Do you go to many contributor calls, like for other projects?
Yeah, I do. Some more than others, but generally I try to rotate around and go to a bunch just to at least, catch the pulse of things.
Good
So,
morning, good afternoon, good evening, whichever it is.
good day, Dano.
Hey, Dana.
I had a random question for you, Dano. Maybe Sally, you can answer this too. Just a stream of conscious question. About across sort of all of the major Ethereum mainnet code bases, how many external security audits do you think are done annually?
Low to zero.
Okay.
Think base is the only one that gets them done.
Gotcha. Nobody else?
So I think what they rely on is mostly their bug bounties, and they're pretty effective at getting Geth audited. No, not audited, but secure by effect of the bug bounties.
Gotcha.
And they wound up hiring devs that way too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if they had audits, they're not publicizing them. I think Base is the only one that I've known that I've seen an audit for. Most of the
Yeah.
auditing is focused on the smart contracts.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I don't just was curious. It's possible that people are doing audits and not publicizing them, but
Well, we might kick off. I'm not super confident that very many other people are going to join, so I'm going to share my screen. So, housekeeping, the antitrust notice, we're recording. Please mute unless you're speaking, and if you have a question, raise your hand. So the first item on the agenda is about the incentive program, and I copied in the notes from the contributor call 2 weeks ago in the other time zone. So I wonder, maybe Hart, if you could talk us through that, or if there's been any progress since.
There hasn't been really a lot of progress. It's on the desk of the higher ups at the LF to sort of go over, and I'm hoping to get it to the lawyer this week.
Okay, so no action required from
No action
our group.
required. You
Okay.
guys did a great job already.
Did we need to identify the six devs? Was that going to go on a wiki page or something, or was that a Tim ask?
Yeah, so that was a Tim ask. So we don't, it doesn't need to be done soon, but Tim wanted, like, he said it wouldn't be bad if we like got started identifying mainnet contributions. And we can basically put this wherever we want. But the idea is the EF wants it to be like a low lift for them to verify contributions. So the idea is like you as a maintainer, like say, here's my name, here's a link to my like mainnet contributions. And you can just link to the issues or the PRs or whatever you want.
Okay.
So hopefully it's a low lift for everybody. Like, this solution seemed to be the way to minimize the total work of the system.
Right.
So that's what this is about, Wiki or GitHub for the contributions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So,
and I'm wondering if we just tag our contributions mainnet, and maybe tag the issues mainnet if we're doing like a non-contribution, like, because one of the things that I want to make sure gets tracked is people spend a lot of time debugging consensus issues. They don't necessarily write the code to fix it.
You know, absolutely.
Bring the data, and it's hard to figure out. So the thought that crossed my mind is if we just run a PR query and we cross-reference it with the mainnet tag, that might work, but I don't think that'll reflect all the work people do.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Sorry to interrupt you early there.
There'll need to be a wiki page or something, not just, so there'll be a wiki page where we'll enumerate this, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we could use like a query on that mainnet tag that you mentioned, Dano, to sort of inform, you know, or refresh your memory on what you did in the period, but there could be other things that don't appear as PRs or issues.
So will we get meet expectations, exceed expectations ratings, and will our raise be set by, I'm projecting to Google here, never mind.
I have pushed for feedback from Tim. And he said he thought it was a good idea, but he wouldn't guarantee it. So I'm hoping that, like, you know, certainly for anyone who thinks they're a mainnet contributor and the EF says no, I'm hoping they will get an explanation.
Right.
I think they, like, in most cases will certainly deserve one. You know, I doubt we'll get any like strongly malicious people. So, like,
but we need to be prepared in case they do show up. This is blockchain.
But it's already limited to the maintainer list, right?
Right.
So you have to be a maintainer of Besu to even qualify for this, right?
Right. It would need to be long con.
Yeah. We have to be. I did all this work.
It's the amount of con where it's just like, it's so much work to just do it. Why not just do the work? It's like most audits and finance stuff. It's a lot of money to steal that. Why don't you just like get a job and earn it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So I guess there is an action here to set up like a wiki page or an area to where people can put in their report.
Yeah. And I think, people suggested that they wanted an HLF staff person to be responsible for this. For now, we can have someone do this. We just need to know where you all want it and how you all want to handle it.
The HLF staff person, what would they do exactly? Set up the wiki area?
Just they could set it up and maintain it, right? So I think Grace or someone was worried that this would be a heavy lift for a maintainer. And I didn't think so, but, you know, it's a small thing, so we can have someone on staff, like, do it. But there was some discussion in the community as to where this should be and sort of what form it should take. So it hasn't gotten done yet.
You mean whether it should be in the wiki at all or just like where the page should be? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe we need a conversation in Discord. Is that what we need?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, if this could be just someone proposing something and then, people, if no one says no, then it's fine. I don't expect this to be super contentious, but, you know.
It's not contentious until Tim says no to something.
Tim was fine with this, so I spelled out everything in gory detail in that document, and Tim said it was fine. So
Okay. Well, I'm happy to make a proposal if someone needs to just do it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anything else on that or move on? Okay. Thanks, Hart, for the context.
Of course.
So the roadmap probably still needs updating. We have had a couple of new PMs start in consensus on the basis side of things, but I don't think they have gotten around to updating the roadmap in the wiki. That's still on the list. Release updates. So 22.40 and 22.41 have been done. 22.42 is next. I think I checked yesterday, there was not yet a volunteer to do that one. But we've still got a couple of weeks, so I'll make sure someone does.
I can do it. I'm also set up for the 22.7. Those releases could get hairy, so I'm going to take the first RC on that as well. Mostly because we're rebooting the tool chain of 17.
Yes, appreciate that. I think if you're down for that one, someone else, there's two spots in here. I think we can get other people to volunteer. So, but thank you for the wrong one. Thank you for that. What else? So the merge update. So again, I copied this from the last contributor call. I don't have any further than that, other than 24.1 had the Robston TTD config. Dan, do you have anything further on that?
I'm sorry, my internet went wonky.
Do you have update?
Yeah, it's the Kube cover team's on call. They know more of the details. I did listen to the last All Core Devs call. The Shadow Forks went really well enough that they decided to pick a date to fork Robston. And this is a pretty advanced commitment. Only once when they've started rolling stuff out to testnet, so they rolled it back. And it took a pretty serious security bug to roll it back. So that they're confident this part, that the only thing they might see is being blindsided by a serious security issue, shows a lot of confidence that it's going to happen in the next 2 to 4 months on mainnet.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Good. That's good news. So SnapSync is also looking good.
I ran it a couple times on my Mac Mini right here. It's really nice. Kareem's done a really good job. I'm working with Kareem and good name of the other person. I can't remember the names. I probably only have his A Hamlet. I only have his Discord name.
Amazion.
Okay. We've been talking in another room working on some performance issues to try and get even more performant. The short summary is there's some changes we can improve by changing code to Winnie to stop doing things that, you know, do stuff with bulk arrays rather than doing it one by one. It'll loop through megamorphic interfaces. So that's some of the stuff we're working on there. But it's getting to the point where we really need to take a long, hard look at the native performance of RocksDB. There's a couple of things we could do. I never was able to figure out how to do the configuration on RocksDB to make it any faster, so we could look and see what other people are doing for their RocksDB configs. Another concern I have is the JNI might be slowing things down. That's been a known issue. And we go through it so much and so often that the JNI might be an issue. So we might want to start looking at speculative things like Java's Project Panama and having a build of RocksDB. This would involve doing some weird configs so we could run on Java 19 instead of Java 17. So we still need to keep the Java 17 backwards performance, but we could have our blazing fast speeds in a database that runs on Java 19. And that's if the issue is JNI. The issues might be config, but I did a snap sync just this afternoon, and honest to goodness, 50% of the time was spent in the database commit and read code section. So Okay. We're getting a lot of good performance works. A lot of good performance work done on this.
That's awesome. Cool. Sounds exciting. I look forward to hearing more. Mm-hmm. Okay, other business. Curators. So I've drafted a process for curators, which previously were called non-code contributors. So there's a wiki page with that process. I've posted it in Discord as well as shared it around to people who are directly affected. But essentially, I've also got another PR to basically rip that process out of the maintainers process so that the maintainers process goes back to how it was originally. It's just maintainers, i.e. code maintainers, and the curators is an entirely separate process. So there's a draft process, there's a PR, and along with that, there's two current maintainers who only need curator status. So that's Madeline Murray and Sajida. So I've pinged them and they seem to be fine with that. But there's a PR, which I think still needs to wait the 2 weeks for the vote as per the maintainer process.
Yeah, it's that whole 2 week vote process. Why I thought we just need a lightweight process. The charter only speaks about people who have permission to merge code. And yeah. So we can do all this within the context of the charter.
Great. But I do think that the PR to change the process back still needs to wait the 2 weeks.
Yep, agreed.
Unless we get, yeah. So yeah, once that's done, then we should be lightweight and easy. So yes, thanks for your feedback on all of that, Dano. That'll be good. I'm going to skip metrics. We still have this item here about having an off-week Discord voice chat meetup. I don't know if that's happened in your time zone, Dano, or if there's enthusiasm for that.
It hasn't. I've had a very heavy schedule these past 2 months. And as I think two of the cover teams also had a heavy schedule. When the merge is done, we just need to propose a time that's not going to conflict with like standing team stand-ups and other regular meetings. So we can just table it for now until after the merge.
Yeah. Yeah, and the last item there is CodeQL. So we added CodeQL static analysis a little while ago, and for some reason, I think last week, it started just running out of memory, which is similar to what happened with the Looks Good to Me one. So I did a similar thing, added a config file, specified memory arguments, and that fixed the problem. So I just made a note of that there. That's all I had. Did anyone else have anything?
Nope, I have nothing.
Cool, short and sweet. We'll wait for the recording. Thanks for coming.
Thank you both.
Thanks, bye.